B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s Morris, Bob, LBF, and Brian. Hey, if you see this woman today, wish her a happy birthday. Stevie Nicks.
How old?
73. Don't say that. Just say happy birthday.
Oh, all right.
You know, we're like, hey, wow, you look
73?
Great.
73?
I didn't know you were that old. Anyway, Stevie's birthday today, so we salute her. We love Stevie. LBF, take us to the laundry. What do you got?
All right, this is brought to you by Brew Pack, the summer's hottest, awesome, only hardline backpack system. Okay, so I'm going to tell you why this friend's cast member doesn't speak to their father.
Oh, so we could be one of the guys or the gal.
Right?
Ooh,
look what I did there.
Yeah. One out of six.
Oh, we also have a sad little death, but ooh. I'll tell you that later. First, what is alive and well? I'm going to tell you right now. Mm. You remember this theme song?
Oh, who does it? Huh?
Oh, my God, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
No, listen.
Good night, Elizabeth.
Oh, good night, John Boy. Oh, God. It was the greatest. The Waltons. Well, the CW is getting back into the holiday movie business because they realize that Hallmark's taking all the goods.
Yeah.
And they're going to do the Waltons Homecoming, which was first aired in 1971. And on a TV that my parents rolled into the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy? Remember those?
Color?
I don't think.
It wasn't in living color?
Maybe it was. I'm not sure. Probably. I can't remember. It's hazy.
Yeah.
So the Waltons Homecoming will mark the 50th anniversary, and they're going to air it on CW. It's going to star Bellamy Young, who was the wife of the president in Scandal, as Olivia Walton. And the guy who's going to play John Boy is Logan Schroyer from This Is Us. He plays like the teenage version.
Is he going to have the mole, the birthmark?
I don't think he's going to have the mole. But Richard Thomas, who does have the mole, who played John Boy in the original series, will narrate the film. I'm telling you, that
warm
great memories.
Feelings,
warm,
right?
Sweet. Going to take place in 1930s, 1940s.
That's good. We don't want modern, up-to-date Waltons.
Fun fact about John Boy Walton. My mother had like a thing for John Boy Walton.
John Boy?
Yeah, listen to this. This is weird. For John Boy and Alan Alda. I was afraid that those two people were going to show up at my front door and take my mother away because she said, if they ever show up at my front door, I'm leaving.
That was her 70s crush?
John Boy.
Richard Thomas. Not Eric Estrada?
No.
Chips?
And Alan Alda.
Yeah.
My father.
She likes the cerebral type. Smart type.
My dad doesn't even read books.
Careful. He's listening, maybe.
He's a very nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just not a book reader.
No.
He's no Alan Alda.
He is no Alan Alda. Even ask my mom that.
You ever see the movie same time next year? Wasn't that Alan Alda?
Oh, yeah, right? See?
Uh-oh.
I know. My mother loved that movie.
I bet she did.
She would go away one weekend. Anyway.
by herself.
So, the voice behind Sebastian the Crab from Disney's Little Mermaid died. Samuel Wright sang lead vocals in the song Under the Sea. He was 74 years old. So
you know,
that's super sad.
When my oldest Nicole was just a kid, he came to the radio station and he actually sang that. I have it somewhere. Yeah. He sang Happy Birthday as Sebastian.
Wow.
I got to find that. Isn't that great?
Yeah, you're not getting another one.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Too soon.
What?
Yeah. Hey, Brian. Saying. Thanks. You know.
And finally, the Friends reunion airs tomorrow on HBO Max. You get it at 3 a.m. Thursday morning. And Matt LeBlanc has not spoken to his father for 9 years because of a petty fight, according to a new report. His father, Paul LeBlanc, who's 79 years old, Matt cut him off 9 years ago, and he's been locked out of his home after a humiliating argument, and it was about money and a motorbike. And the dad says the problem is that when someone has money, you don't get into their lifestyle unless they want you there, and then they can shut you out. But according to LeBlanc, who was raised in Newton, he says it's a little different than that. To put it in perspective, Matt's father abandoned Matt and his mother when he was an infant, the rep said, and Paul only came back into Matt's life at the age of 8 and had occasional weekend visits with them. So, Matt also helped him buy a home.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff,
you know, so. It's just he got the dad got used to that lifestyle, and Matt probably, you know.
I don't know what it's like to be. I mean, how it's like to be Matt LeBlanc and have all that money.
Have a LeBlanc check for your dad.
LeBlanc check. I need that LeBlanc. Look, ear.
Right?
That quick.
I don't think so.
That quick. Yeah. Oh, that whole time, I never even thought of it.
Well, that's where I'm here.
Why would you?
Thanks, Brian. Okay.
Alan Alda has nothing on you.
Okay, once a year, I guess it works, right?
Yeah, right.
Just same time next year, we'll make a corny joke.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.